Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the January issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/CERT/newsletters.
Hi, my name is Kevin Hewlin, and I'm the Assistant Director of Quality Assessment for UNF Online. In this edition of the Faculty Spotlight, we decided to do something a bit different. Instead of focusing on one faculty member, we are spotlighting a number of faculty in the School of Nursing for their remarkable collaborative efforts to earn the nationally recognized Quality Matters certification for all courses in two fully online degree programs. Over the past 18 months, UNF Online worked with the School of Nursing to help them meet specific accreditation standards that align with teaching and learning for two online nursing degree programs, the RN to BSN Bridge Track and Post-Master's Doctor of Nursing Practice. In order to facilitate the process of meeting accreditation standards, faculty submitted all courses in these programs for official QM certification, a national benchmark for online course design. Earning this QM certification is a significant accomplishment and indicates that the course has met rigorous standards centered on the best practices in instructional design and online learning, according to the most current research. Accrediting bodies value the rigor involved in QM certification for online courses and see this as indicative of a general culture of quality within those programs. To become QM certified, an online course must meet specific QM review standards that focus on course design rather than on course delivery or academic content. Accessibility, learner support, and alignment between critical course components represent a few of the key aspects of the QM certification process that are meant to improve the structure of the online course to promote learner engagement and ensure that the students have the tools and information they need to be successful learners. The project goal was for all courses in both programs to be QM certified by fall 2019, around the time when the accreditation review would be in progress. To certify 22 online courses in 18 months was not as difficult as one might think, in part because the passion within this group of faculty for creating high-quality online learning experiences for the students has always been front and center. Also, the courses for both programs were originally developed in 2014 as part of the UNF Online's program transition service, which meant that all we needed to do was essentially refresh and then submit each course for QM review. One by one, each course went through a course design refresh process that included revisiting alignment between course objectives and learning activities, reorganizing various program-specific course design elements that may or may not have changed over the years, and ensuring all content in all courses meet ADA web accessibility requirements. As a result of this collaboration between the School of Nursing and UNF Online, students enrolled in those two online programs will be presented with online courses that exhibit a very high level of quality course design, clear alignment between learning objectives and assignments, and of course, accessibility of all course materials. As each course was greatly improved through QM certification, so is the overall consistency in online learning experiences across the entire program curriculum. And with that, all students benefit. If you are interested in discussing online program transition or QM certification, contact UNF Online. Thank you.
This is Deb Miller, Assistant Vice President for Digital Learning, and in this edition of CERT News, I'd like to focus on the accessibility of instructional materials in Canvas. UNF is committed to ensuring that no individual with a disability is treated any differently than any other individual. Instructional materials should be available in an accessible format at the same time and with the same ease of use that materials are provided to students without disabilities. Students who have difficulty using instructional materials because of a disability are at risk for not succeeding in their courses. Timely access to materials is key, so we are focused on supporting faculty and ensuring that all instructional materials are accessible at the time of publication. Materials designed to be accessible for people with disabilities include options that increase their flexibility and make them more usable for all students. UNF recently required ALLI in order to monitor the accessibility of instructional materials in Canvas and to support their repair. ALLI provides faculty and students with tools to improve the accessibility of instructional materials. ALLI is an accessibility checker that provides instructors with feedback on the accessibility of uploaded files and guidance on making those documents more accessible. ALLI also automatically provides alternative file formats to students, including HTML, electronic braille, and audio. CERT has also entered into a contract with 3Play Media to provide closed captioning and transcription for media files in the learning management system. We are eager to assist you in making all of your digital course materials accessible. Please attend an upcoming training session, try the course accessibility checklist, and get started with ALLI using the links provided in this edition of the newsletter. Providing accessible course materials is simply the right thing to do.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Associate Director in CERT. In this edition of Digital Thinking, I'll discuss using Adobe Spark for course cards and banners and other web graphics. At CERT, we offer graphic design services, including creating course graphics like banners and course cards. However, some of you may be interested in creating these things on your own. Adobe Spark is a great tool for this, and it comes with the Adobe Creative Cloud suite of applications. Many faculty already have Creative Cloud accounts for access to software like Adobe Acrobat Pro or Adobe Photoshop. Adobe Spark is an online layout tool that relies on templates to assist you with creating good-looking layouts and graphics quickly. This makes Spark ideal for creating banners and cards for your Canvas courses. It is also good for creating graphics for social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and other sites like the CMS. You can see example banners in the newsletter. When I was creating the example banners, I selected courses from the fall 2019 schedule at random. I also created a course card for the consumer marketing course in the examples. When creating these banners, I only used tools and resources in Spark. I did not upload any of my own graphics or use fonts from my computer. There are several ways to create graphics in Adobe Spark, and I encourage you to experiment with it. Here's the method I used. I looked for a template that has a style and layout that I liked. I didn't worry about the size of the template or the colors because those are easy to change. I then used the resize feature to set the size to the Twitch banner setting. This is a good size for Canvas course banners. I changed the headline text to the course name, and I also changed one of the other text boxes to the course number. I then deleted any of the remaining text boxes in the template. After that, I changed the background image by clicking on it and selecting Replace. If you have difficulty finding a good picture, then you can search for physical objects related to the concepts. For example, if I were creating a banner for a biology course, I would search for something like a microscope instead of just the term biology. I then use the design feature to browse through the designs until I find one that works for me. If necessary, I use the color tool to select a new palette and make any other minor changes to finish the graphic. Finally, I export the banner as a PNG or PNG file to add to the Canvas course. To create a matching course card, I just resize the banner to the landscape size. I may have to move the text around to make it fit, and then re-export it as another PNG file.
Hello. This is Jan Sutton, and I will be reading the article, Making Online Groups Work. We seem to have a love and hate relationship with student collaboration. Students report dissatisfaction with having to do group work, while at the same time reporting improved learning. Research suggests group work may extend learning by helping students broaden their experience beyond their own perspectives. In this article, we will hear directly from students and instructors, as well as identify five strategies to improve student collaborations. First, let's hear from students. Student feedback. Students who complete an online UNF graduate education course this fall reported that group work provided them with opportunities to receive feedback and learn from peers. One graduate student said, "Through being able to comment on group research proposals and projects, I was able to further understand both qualitative and quantitative research." Another commented that, "In addition, I really liked the group projects. My team was so helpful in helping me finalize my research question. I really appreciated their feedback throughout the course. It was also helpful to have people to go to when I had questions or didn't fully grasp a concept." And one more student related that the discussions we participated in groups were very helpful. It was great to see how each one was a part of how we were going to get our information for our research proposal, and also it helped us learn concepts that we would need. Being a part of the group and reading what each of our members' thoughts were was extremely helpful. I learned a lot from my members, and I was able to understand and get insight in a different way. Their feedback overwhelmingly indicated positive group work experiences. The group work for this course consisted of participation in three group discussions, two of which required a group response. The discussions were designed in such a way that the students needed to respond independently first and then determine an agreed-upon group analysis. One topic was research ethics, and the other, aligning research designs with research questions. The third discussion required them to share their own research design strategy and receive peer feedback prior to submitting their final paper to the instructor. So now let's take a look at the instructor perspective. During a recent workshop, I asked instructors to describe why some student groups work and others do not. Here is a summary of some of their remarks. This is what they thought regarding why student groups do work: that they have a common purpose, that it actually amplifies intelligence, it has skill development, and groups provide evaluation of group members. Some reasons why student groups do not work in an instructor's perspective is that the group doesn't have a common purpose, that some of the roles are undefined, that the objectives are unclear, and that the group consists of slackers versus overachievers. The strategies reflect how some of these instructor concerns might be mitigated. When designing group assignments and activities, consider the following strategies. Number one, assessment design. Are you assessing a collaborative project or group communication? In either case, a well-defined project or discussion prompt is the foundation of the students' interactions. What objectives are you trying to achieve by having students work together? Elaborate on your reasoning. Can you redesign a large project into smaller components to help the group develop group cohesion? The second strategy regards instructor expectations of the project. Have you provided students with a rubric and clear instructions? Giving students a rubric helps you clearly define and communicate your expectations of the assessment. Do you need to clarify the assignment instructions to help students better understand how you want them to complete the work? Consider recording a short video introducing the assignment to provide background information, just as you would in a face-to-face course. A third strategy is in regard to a group worksheet. Have you provided students with a scaffolding worksheet to prepare them for the group work experience? For instance, a worksheet template might include a timeline for completion, possible roles for group members, and group member responsibilities to each other. You could provide a basic template, and the first group activity could be to further define how their group will work together. The fourth strategy is regarding conflict management. It's possible that you may need to define in your syllabus how you will address conflicts between group members or ask them to clarify this in their group worksheet. And finally, the fifth strategy is regarding peer reviews. If the group project is a significant part of an overall student grade, it may be helpful to provide groups the opportunity to review their peers. The CERT instructional designers are available to work with you and support your efforts to create group activities, which then support your teaching and goals objectives. We would also love to hear your experiences with group work. Please reach out to Jan Sutton, that's me, at j.sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, at unf.edu with your stories. We would love to hear them.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.